Welcome to Crossroads and Cauldrons. We are two witches with jobs, families, and busy lives just like you. We talk about weaving the web of community, practicing magic, and life in the Deep South. Hi, Christopher.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about Temple Hearth.
Well, Temple Hearth is the Temple of Witchcraft's annual online festival or convention. It started in the days of COVID when we couldn't gather physically, and it was just a really good way to kind of give us a midwinter break for us to gather and to learn and to really feel the warmth of community.
And that's super important right now, too, I think. So you're going to be presenting for Temple Hearth. What are you presenting?
I'm going to be presenting something on the magic of Hermes Trismegistus, the thrice greatest Hermes. So we're going to be looking at him from the perspective of the three rays and looking at Hermes as the force of the Lord of Civilization, or really what we often think of as the sorcerer of the yellow ray, and looking at all the different figures that have been related to Hermes, who Hermes was historically, and then how to work magically with Hermes, because that's really the most important part.
Well, that sounds really exciting. I can't wait to attend, but you're also doing a ritual as well, yeah?
Yes, I'm one of three people, along with the organizers of Temple Hearth, that's going to be doing a ritual at Temple Hearth this year. We're going to be doing the Imbolc main ritual on Saturday night, although we have Ryan Cucci doing the final ritual of the community healing ritual on Sunday night. So there'll be rituals galore along with our classes, but I'm very excited to do Imbolc because I haven't done a public Imbolc for a few years now.
And you're also sharing a story or a poem at the Bardic Circle. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I am sharing a bit of a story or a poem. The funny part is, I don't know what it's going to be yet. You know, the beautiful thing about bardic work is, you know, I may be inspired by the day to change it. So I'm thinking maybe a passage from The Witch's Hut, which is one of my newest books. It's a bit of a storybook, kind of a parable, or I might share some poetry from The Phosphorus Grove. So I haven't decided yet, or I might even unveil some things that have not been printed yet. I've got a whole kind of halfway finished book of poetry and magical prose that might come out, you know, in a few years. So maybe I'll unveil something from there.
So if we want to know what it's going to be, we've got to come to the Bardic Circle.
The Bardic Circle is the sneak preview of what I might be working on.
Oh, nice. I love it. So how can people buy tickets? How do we get there?
So the best place to get all the information about Temple Hearth is to go onto the templeofwitchcraft.org website and look under the events bar, and you'll see a little button for Temple Hearth. Click there and it will give you all the information, the schedule. A good thing to keep in mind if you've come last year is that it's kind of a floating festival with our community because our community is global now. So all the time zones are going to be central time, not East Coast time. So wherever the kind of heart of the committee is going to be is going to change in the time zone for Temple Hearth as the years go on. So just be aware, and it does say it, that everything's going to be central time. But then there'll be a link through Eventbrite where you can search on Eventbrite as well for Temple Hearth 2022. And you can get all registered and come visit us. It'll be fun.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. And I can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see you at Temple Hearth 2022. Blessed be.